Good morning, listeners. You're listening to A Word With You. My name is Jürgen. What I want to do today is keep talking about elements of growth, elements of spiritual growth. We've been talking yesterday about God's Word and why it's important to study His Word. Today, I want to talk to you about another element of spiritual growth. And this element is called fellowship. Now, God did not design us to live for Him on our own. We were shaped for community. If we look in the book of Acts 2, we see that the early church devoted themselves to being together. They broke bread from house to house, and they shared all of the things they owned with each other. Now, if God's word is the water that makes the seed grow, then living in the kingdom community is the soil in which that seed is planted. This does not mean that we as children must isolate ourselves from the rest of the world, but we must remember that we need each other. And now, this is the part where we talk about the family of believers, where we can teach godly principles, where we can build values into our lives. It's also in this context that we begin to discover and we can exercise the spiritual gifts that we've been given. So fellowship is an important element of spiritual growth. And when I'm talking about fellowship, I'm not just talking about church. I'm talking about your friendship groups. Are your friendship groups a place where you feel you can grow spiritually? Or are your friends only people that you can talk to about normal things in life? I think it's very important to have friends that can help you in your spiritual growth with God. When I get together with my friends, listeners, we don't always just talk about God. We talk about the rugby, we talk about nature, we talk about sport, I've already said that. We talk about things pertaining to life and the way we enjoy our children. But then most importantly, we also talk about the fact that we love God and that we care about His Word and we keep each other accountable in what we've said and we help each other. And our friendships that I have are so open that I can correct my friends and say, you know what, I don't think what you're doing now is the right thing to do. That is also part of fellowship. Now, of course, most of us can relate to fellowship when it comes to church. The church is a place that God gave so that we can fellowship with one another. Whether we get together in a church in a house, whether we get together in a church in a building, whether we get together like in the north, we have a mission base, and the people get together in a church in a tent. And we also have a mission station in Opuo as a church, and they get together under a tree. So don't think that the church is just a building, listeners. The church is where people come together that love God and that share in fellowship with one another. That's the church, the body of Christ. So where you are connected, where you have fellowship, is a place that you need to grow spiritually. And you grow spiritually by being involved, by giving your life, by saying, here am I in fellowship. I want to be connected. I want to challenge you today, listeners. Don't just sit in your church. Don't just sit there and listen and have a good time and worship God greatly and then leave. I want to encourage you, give your life. Go and serve. Do something for God. That's part of fellowship. And that's the way that we can grow in our relationship and our journey with God. Let's pray together and let's trust God to come and work in our fellowships wherever we are in this city and country of ours. Father, we want to honor you for every fellowship that gets together in this country. Every fellowship that loves you. Every fellowship that praises you and that desire more of you. God, I want to pray for these fellowships. And I want to thank you that fellowship is a way we can grow in your relationship, in our relationship with you. Father, I want to just commit every person that's listening to you. And I pray, God, that they would find a fellowship and that they would grow in that fellowship and that they would learn to love you more and more. Thank you, God, for your goodness. Thank you for your body. Thank you that we have a place that we can connect on this earth. Thank you that you created us to love one another. We just honor you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.